subject is the marks of Jesus. The story of Jesus is an acted parable. A parable which is all about the last things. That part of the history of salvation which is still in prospect and which presses for realization. And the man who has experienced that part of the history of salvation cannot escape the responsibility of telling its meaning to his fellow men. No one who has experienced it can really turn away from others and leave them as he was prior to his experience. When you and I open the Bible and read of these wonderful characters, it ought always, as far as we're concerned, we ought always to really understand that these patriarchs, say Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Moses, and all of them, are not there men as persons, as you and I are persons. They are simply representatives of the eternal spiritual states of the soul, states through which you and I pass from our beginning of the journey to the end, where the end is God. These are all visions of these eternal states as they were received by men qualified to receive them, called by us the prophets. And they recorded them, and we have them in our Bible. But these are states. I have seen these states. When you see the state, yes, it's personified, it's a person. But you must always remember, it's a state. Not the person, as you're a person, or I am a person. So here tonight, the marks of Jesus. What are they? Our churches paint pictures of him, and they think the marks of Jesus are the stigmata. They're not the marks.